develop property centered by Rockland Field and Bike County. We define the limits of the field and access special field rules as may be necessary to send them out. Parties listed to be heard on page 6152, please come forward.
Mr. Jammer, my name is John Wilson, here about 2798, along with the Florida. Commission on case number 6153, on behalf of San Manuel Corporation. We do have one witness, and ask that you be given the word at this time.
Would you please, Council, tell the truth, please, here?
Mr. Jammer, this matter concerns a replacement of the Sadler Bakken Pool in Divide County. We have one witness. Steve, would you state your name and provide your business address for the record, please?
Stephen H. Schmitz, S-C-H-M-I-T-Z. Business address is 1050 17th Street, Suite 1100, in Denver, 80265.
And can you tell us about who you're employed and what capacity?
San Manuel Corporation, Petroleum Engineer.
In that capacity, have you previously had an opportunity to testify for this commission as an expert witness?
No, I haven't.
Can you just briefly describe your education or professional background in the field of petroleum engineering?
I have a BS in petroleum engineering from the University of Wyoming in 1987. I've worked in oil industry since 1980, for drilling contractors, petroleum for 5 years, Republic Drilling, Milken Inc., Drilling Fluids, Snyder Oil, and Basin Exploration.
And does the Wilson Basin Oil and Offgo constitute one of the current areas responsibility of San Manuel?
Yes, it is.
And have you prepared certain exhibits you intend to use in this hearing, Dave?
Yes.
Have these exhibits been prepared either by yourself or with concurrent supervision?
Yes.
About the further testimony of this witness as an expert? Steve, I'll ask you to turn first to exhibit number one, and I'll have you just briefly identify this exhibit and tell us what's shown on the exhibit, please.
This is a lease ownership map showing that San Manuel is the holder of leases in and around Camp Davis State 1-16, together with partners Flying J and Upton Resources.
And that Camp Davis State 116, that is the well which is producing from the Sadler Bakken Pool, is that correct?
That's correct.
And let's go on to the next exhibit, exhibit number two. I'll be identifying, just very briefly describe this exhibit, please.
Okay. This is a structure map on the Bakken, along showing a cross-section line from north to south that will be better illustrated in the next page, showing the log cross-section.
And this is the same structure map that was presented on temporary spacing, is that right?
Yes, most of the exhibits here are part of the temporary spacing. The only thing we've added is we have 1 year's worth of production that we've done decline curve analysis on to correlate the volumetric oil in place.
But no additional drilling to give any new data from the structural perspective of geology?
None yet.
Okay. Let's go on to exhibit three. Just briefly describe exhibit three.
Exhibit 3 is a cross-section map. The middle log section is the Camp Davis State, showing the middle Bakken that we perforated and have been producing for over a year now.
Okay. And again, the same cross-section which we've done with the first one.
Yes.
And let's go to exhibit 4 and identify and discuss exhibit 4.
Information on reservoir. Local characteristics, PVT information, permeability, water resistivity, and formation are key factors that we use in calculating water saturation volumetrics.
And it's also correct that the only new data on this sheet in temporary spacing is the indication of the additional perforations in the backflow zone, is that right?
That's correct. This well has been perforated in the Radcliffe and commingled with the Bakken production per a previous commission hearing and order.
Okay, then let's go to Exhibit 5, and I'll have you discuss Exhibit 5 together with the attachment to Exhibit 5.
Okay, Exhibit 5 just shows the production history. It shows from March 1993 through February of 95, we were producing from the Bakken only. In February of 95, we we put a bridge bow over the Bakken and perforated the Madison. We produced the Madison for a short period of time. In May 1995, we removed the bridge plug and commingled the Bakken with Madison production. That's where we're at today. The next exhibit is a decline curve analysis that has curated through 1 year's worth of Bakken production to extrapolate out expected ultimate reserves of 106,464 barrels of oil.
The data you've used to prepare this projection of decline curve is the Bakken alone production, is that correct?
That's correct.
And you haven't considered the production since it's been completed in Madison or the Bakken Madison cap increment?
That's correct. This is Bakken only. The next page is a curve that's a gas production showing 63,198 MCF reserves gas.
Again, based on the decline curve analysis and your prediction about 106,000 barrels to be recovered from the Bakken alone, is that right?
Yes.
Let's go on to Exhibit 6. I'm going to identify and briefly discuss Exhibit 6.
This was one of the original exhibits in preparing for the temporary spacing. It's a volumetric calculation that showed, using the recovery factor of about 20%, that there were 100,000 barrels of oil to be recovered from this wellbore in the Bakken.
And now the performance that you have from the Camp Davis State well confirmed this volumetric estimate, is that correct?
That's correct. The oil's very close at 106,000 barrels. Gas is actually off by 50%. There's 50% less gas being produced than we had expected at the original here.
And in your opinion, does the relationship between the predicted performance and the volumetric estimation indicate that the well is probably effectively deficient with draining 60 acres, basically?
Yes.
Let's go into Exhibit 7.
Exhibit 7, again, is the original economic forecast for this well. It was run at an oil price of $12 per barrel, and the main point was that we needed $18 per barrel to make this well economic, and what we did was commingled with the Mission Canyon formation, which improved the economics by combining the operating costs. We're actually receiving $16 per barrel right now from both zones, so the well is marginally economic for us to operate. In fact, we're looking at additional wells in the area.
But that further development is justified only by the addition of other zones, is that correct?
That's correct. Under this production scenario, yes.
And then Exhibit A is simply a copy of the temporary spacing, is that correct?
Yes.
And is it your recommendation that the 160-acre spacing pattern established in the temporary spacing order be continued in the proper spacing order?
Yes.
We're also recommending that all the other field rules contained in the temporary spacing order be improved in the proper spacing order?
Yes.
In your opinion, will that continued 160-acre spacing result in adequate and efficient drainage of the pool of oil?
Yes.
Will it also prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells and protect the oil pipes?
Yes.
I don't have any further questions. The doctor is going to be over this time.
So, did you receive any questions?
I just have one question. The water production has changed dramatically on the scale we're on here. Normally, there isn't any water produced in Bakken production. Do you feel that the water's coming out of the Bakken?
That water's coming out of the Mission Canyon, actually. If you look at that, the water production takes a jump during the short period of time that we produce Mission Canyon alone.
Okay, thank you.
Steve, I have one question. It's exhibit number 5, the decline curve analysis. Okay, it looks like you need to have to go a decline. If I'm reading this right, in order to get your 106,000 barrels, the life of the well is 31.25 years.
That's correct.
At an abandonment rate of 100 barrels per month.
Steve, I thought that you said that your exhibit 5 was only Bakken production.
It's curve-footed to only Bakken. It actually is total production from the well. But if you look at this trend, the longest period of production that we have is from the Bakken, starting in early 1994 and going through the end of 94.
Okay.
That is Bakken only. So what I did was curve-fit to weigh the Bakken only production to come up with that expected ultimate recovery.
Okay, so the spike in production in mid-95 was due to the coal mine in Madison.